Marketing Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where it's your turn at the mic. Call now, 888-RADIO-30, with your questions and comments. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by ReplyManager.com, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. We're ready for your call at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that's 888-723-4630.
And we are dishing Monique's listing. And it is 2627-2230-9134 if you'd like to join us. And pretty much we like her description, down to a certain point.
Yeah, now it goes off the rails. Under policy. For starting off, there's a lot of text here. You're going to immediately turn off your buyer. Buyers don't want to read through a long user agreement terms of service. They don't want to. They won't. And if they do, say I haven't talked to you on the phone and I don't know that you're actually a nice lady. I don't know. I just know what I'm seeing on your description and I immediately don't want to buy from you. And I'll tell you why. You're focusing in on you and not on me, not on my satisfaction. So, any defix or indication of wear or any issues with workmanship on new or used items will be noted and photographed. Why would you even point this out? We just assume you would do that. So now I've got a question in my mind. Is there something wrong with these ties that I'm missing? The first thing I do when I read that is I go up to the top of the listing and say, wait a minute, I missed something. There must be something wrong with these ties. Probably not. But you just raised the question. All used items have been carefully selected to meet our high standards and quality. In other words, we wouldn't sell anything that we ourselves wouldn't wear or purchase. Well, okay. That I like. I'd get rid of the first sentence. I just would not even, I wouldn't go much farther than that. Payment method. Okay. PayPal. I just say PayPal. The seller does reserve the right to refer non-paying buyers to the eBay Resolution Center. What have I done? You're going to turn me in?
You're threatening them. You're threatening them.
Yeah, it's immediately a threat. I would just say payment, PayPal, nothing else. I wouldn't say all auction types require payment within 4 days. Just say payment is due on purchase. I mean, I understand why people do this. They think they're protecting themselves, but what you don't realize is you're turning buyers away. And if you're listing on eBay, if you're going through the trouble of listing and finding the items and photographing them, we're assuming you want to do this because you want to sell. And what you're doing with this lower half of the description is you're saying, I don't want to sell to you. That's the mess. I know that's not what your intention is, but that's the subtext that you give, sellers give when they do this. And then shipping. Oh my heavens. It's like this long paragraph. I know you're going to ship the item. I don't really care about any of this stuff in this paragraph. I just want to know how fast do you ship? So when I do shipping, I say USPS priority, 1 day handling. That's it. I don't say anything else. Everything else is now just raising questions. The seller attempts to mail items as soon as possible. Oh, you attempt. Well, what if you don't? Does that mean you sometimes don't? International buyers outside the USA, import duties and taxes. Yeah, I know that. But, you know, I don't even put that in anymore. It's just too much. Return policy. Now, this is where are you sitting down? Okay. Customer service satisfaction is our top priority. Oh, well, that's good to know. And then I read through this and I realize, well, wait a minute. No, it isn't top priority. It's your satisfaction as the seller's top priority because it's a bunch of what you will not do. Items must be returned within 30 days. Oh, okay. You can word that to say, we gladly accept returns up to 30 days after purchase. Refund will be given as money back. Return shipping will be paid by the buyer. Oh, really? Okay. You can do that, but now I'm worried because I'm thinking if I don't like this, there's a risk.
And they're always thinking what's wrong with this item.
Yeah. I'm always thinking, unless the item arrives, this tie is going to arrive damaged or there's a seller error. Do I have to go back and look? You're raising so many questions that as a buyer, I'm not going to buy from you. I'm going to go look somewhere else. Original and or return shipping is non-refundable. That's actually not true. You're actually wrong there, because if you return an item, if somebody wants to return an item, they get their entire payment refunded, and that includes the cost of shipping. So you can't say, I may refund, but you're not going to get the shipping. I'm going to keep that. Item must be in its original condition with tags attached in the original package. Oh, God, there's another requirement. Tags and packaging have been cut or removed automatically voids the return policy. Okay, yes, I understand that. But now, does an item that is returned damaged or altered in any way from the original state? See, what you're doing is you're making this into, it's extraordinarily difficult. So if you have a return policy, your best course of action is to say, the first line is good. Customer service satisfaction is our top right priority. The next line should say something paraphrased along this. We accept returns for any reason up to 30 days. Full money back guarantee. Thanks for shopping with us. Everything that you put in here has just pushed me out of your shop.
Okay.
So I would really rethink this. And I understand your intention is to, you know, it's, the intentions are good, but what happens in a case like this is the intentions vary in the results. The consequences are that you're going to turn off buyers. And I'm talking about not bad buyers. I'm talking about good buyers with money who now feel like, oh my, there's so many things that could go wrong. And if they go wrong, this seller is going to give me a hard time. They're not going to give me a full refund. They're going to make me pay to return the item. They're going to make me prove that the item was, I wasn't, they're going to make me have to validate my unhappiness. I sell apparel, and my line to the buyer is, hey, look, I take great pictures and all that. This is my subtext. And I do my best to, you know, I want you to love the item. But if you get it and you don't like it, you don't have to validate your unhappiness with me. If you're unhappy, you're unhappy. And my goal is to make you happy. So ship it back for a full refund. I pay for return shipping. Here's 25% off on your next purchase from me.
Right. Which is what we're doing. We get returns not a lot of people give an excuse and, you know, whatever, just. It's fine. Most of the time, we just give them a refund, and they can keep the item.
Most of the time.
Because it's really not worth
really?
Returning it back to us.
Yeah.
Because sometimes they're not really very expensive, so.
Oh, so if it's not expensive, But you need a consistent return policy. So I think you can. Okay. I think that's cool to do on a case-by-case basis. But I definitely, in my text, in the description, I would not telegraph that if you want to return an item, you're going to have to jump through a lot of hoops, because you are definitely going to turn buyers off. So I would reconsider that as well. I hope we were okay with you. We weren't too rough, were we?
I have a little butt left, just a little bit.
Oh, okay, yes, right.
No, you're doing a good job. You just need to shorten everything. When I saw that part of your description, I was so excited because it's perfect. But underneath it, all that stuff, not only are people not going to read it, if they even glance at it, they're going to be afraid to buy.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, you gave me an eye-opener, because I was like, I chose the listing for a certain reason, and the reason you told me it was okay was everything else. So that was
good.
I'm glad I did it.
Okay.
I did.
Griff, what score are you going to give?
I'm going to give her a 4.5.
Okay. And you can make some changes and get in touch with us on a later show, and we'd love to look at it again. Maybe you will have sold it by then.
Hopefully.
It could happen. Okay.
Maybe after I haven't sold sales. So
Monique, thank you. Thank you so much, Monique. We
all right, thank you guys so much.
We appreciate the privilege of being able to dish your listing. Thank you. Griff, one more trivia question really quick. What was the year of the first Thanksgiving? When did the pilgrims celebrate the first Thanksgiving? What was the year? That's an easy one. First caller at 888-RADIO-30 will win a $25 gift certificate for Bubble Fast Shipping Supplies. Guess who's back? Captain Catnip.
Oh, has he made the changes
hey,
already?
Hey, Todd, how you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
We're doing great, Todd. So, let's give that item number again. You want us to look at your listing, right?
Yes, please.
Okay, here's the item number, Griff. 1-222-2245.
Oh. Wait, I lost my computer screen. Go ahead.
Okay, let's start again. It's 1-222.
Yes.
2245-2456.
Oh, this sounds familiar.
Yes, it does.
1-222.
Oh,
I think
look.
I put in too many twos, so give me a minute here while I take a two out.
1-222-2245-2456.
1-222.
Two. Then 2245.
Yes.
Then 2456.
I don't think that's correct, dear.
Well.
No, it's not. You've got too many twos in there. Go back.
No, I just got there by putting that in. 1222, 2245, 2456. Hold on for us, Todd.
This segment was brought to you by Reply Manager. Coming up next, our last segment of the day.
When it comes to shipping software, you've got plenty of options. But only ShipStation has been voted the number one choice of online sellers. That's because ShipStation makes shipping faster and easier than anybody else. ShipStation lets you automate and customize pretty much everything, from importing and processing orders to mixing and matching carriers. You can brand shipping labels with your logo, product photos, FAQs, do wireless printing, and a lot more. You can even include a return label. You're not tied to your computer either. ShipStation lives in the cloud and offers the first shipping software mobile app, so you can ship from anywhere, anytime, at the discounted rates you've come to expect. Add it all up, and it's easy to see why ShipStation is number one among online sellers. Get a 30-day free trial at ShipStation.com.
There are plenty of places you can shop for shipping supplies, but there's only one place that will treat you like family. That's Bubble Fast. They're big enough to price their products competitively, but small enough that owners Mark and Robin Levine actually answer the phone themselves. Just call their shipping hotline at 877-599-SHIP. You won't get that kind of close-up and personal service from a catalog, and you won't get professional advice on packing either. Mark and Robin have been helping e-commerce sellers pack and ship since 1999. They sell on eBay just like you, and they use all of their own shipping materials. If they don't like it, they won't sell it. Join the Bubble Fast family on Facebook, subscribe to the Bubble Briefs newsletter, and call the Bubble phone at 877-599-SHIP. Find it all at BubbleFast.com. Providing shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. That's BubbleFast.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 392.
During the holidays, sometimes the buyer wants the item they buy to be sent to someone as a gift. Tim Chapman is known on eBay as top-rated seller, Mr. Dot Customer Service. He says here's what you have to do.
They want to ship it to their friend as a gift. You know, they don't want to give it to them and then ship it out there. So you put a little note in there, you're willing to ship to, you know, your gift recipient, that type of thing. And just be the golden rule on, if you're the customer, what would you want to see on the person's listing?
I don't ship to anybody else's address, no.
You want it, you'll ship it. They put it in the eBay notes, eBay will back you up and ship it out. I have no problem.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
A Thanksgiving factoid.
The first Thanksgiving lasted for 3 days. A wishbone of the turkey is used in a good luck ritual on Thanksgiving Day. And did you know a spooked turkey can run at speeds up to 20 miles per hour? They can also burst into flight, approaching speeds between 50 and 55 miles per hour in a matter of seconds. Happy Thanksgiving.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And today's closing segment is brought to you by B-Stock Sourcing, a better way to buy liquidation inventory. I'm trying to make heads or tails out of this item number, and it's not coming up.
Okay, let's do it again.
Slowly.
Slowly.
Yeah.
1-222. 2245 2456.
Yeah, that's not an item number. Can you go to the item page and read the item number very carefully? Because it's too many numbers.
Whoops. You know what? All of a sudden my headsets are out, John.
Oh, how convenient.
Sorry about that, Griff. I can't hear a thing right now. Talk amongst yourselves, Griff.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, I don't have the item number, so sorry. Wait a minute. Hold on a minute. Oh, I have the old. I found the page. It's 12221222452456.
Exactly.
Hold on a minute. Because that's not what you told me.
Yeah, honey, it is, honestly.
No, it isn't, babe. Mm. And I'll prove it to you. Well, isn't that weird? Now it's coming up.
Yes.
No, now it's not. Now, no, wait a minute. No. There it is. Okay, I got it. Sorry about that.
Okay.
And, oh, isn't that nice?
Look at the, first of all, look at the title.
Catnip.
Captain
Catnip Toys, Cats, Kittens, 4-Pack, New. Yeah, it's still not clear enough.
Earlier I was told to take out the USA seller, put the catnip towards the front of the listing.
Right. But I would still... Now you've got more space for stuff, so I would put... what would I put here? Lee, what do you think? Help me out.
Okay, well, first of all, he's got Captain Catnip toys. So it looks like, to me, if I were seeing that in mobile, I'd think there were toys.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's still confusing what's in this bag. That's the problem. So okay. I would say Captain Catnip, one bag, three toys. 4-pack is confusing because what I'm expecting is a 4-pack of catnip. What you're selling is one bag of catnip and three toys, and that has to be clear, and it's not clear in your title.
Understood. I'll work on it.
Okay,
but you're,
work
but
on
you're
that.
Getting there.
All right, and there's one thing I want to say before Griff talks about the pictures.
Why? The pictures are good.
I know they are. They're excellent, except for one thing.
What?
I would, and I know this, Griff is going to call me a nitpicker. I don't care. I think they should be separated just a tiny bit more. The two balls on the bottom. And the thing going into it, the toy that goes into the leopard-looking ball, looks like it's all one piece.
Correct.
I'm just saying, just put a inch of an inch apart.
Oh,
do you see what
I'm
talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. But
a little more space.
A little more space, but you know what? The picture looks fantastic.
Oh, right. So wait a minute. This is odd because when I'm looking at the first two pictures, I don't see the black and white zebra striped ball in the photographs.
Correct. I have both, so I can give either one.
Yeah, see, that's not going to work. Again, now you've confused me.
Okay.
Am I getting that little animal or am I getting the zebra ball? You can't offer a choice. It has to be one or the other. So if you're offering 10 of these, they have to be exactly the same. Each one has to have the same contents. And what you've done is you've shown me the first picture that shows that little toy with the pink feather, and then the fourth picture shows a zebra ball. I want the zebra ball. I get this bag. It doesn't have a zebra ball. I'm mad. It's item not as described. I file a case. You're going to lose.
Understood.
Yeah.
Understood. I will update that as well.
But here's the good news.
What's the good news?
He takes good pictures.
Yeah, I love your photos are really good. I mean, they're crisp, they're clear, and really nice. Great photos. You just want to be consistent. I got to know exactly what I'm getting. And your title and your photos now have completely confused me.
Okay, so we want you to go back to the drawing board.
Go back to the drawing board.
Okay. We're going to get you a perfect listing if it kills us.
Yeah, we can do this. We'll get you a. We'll get you to five.
I agree.
You'll be getting a dish towel eventually.
You will be getting to five.
Yes.
Okay? So call us next week, Todd, after you make the corrections, okay?
I will.
Thank you so much. We didn't get to do the events. Oh, no. We'll do them Tuesday.
We will do them Tuesday. Yes, we can do them there, right? I think so.
Yes, we can.
So we'll see you next week. Thanks, guys.
This segment was brought to you by B-Stock Sourcing, a better way to buy liquidation inventory.
When it comes to managing your customer relationships, communication is everything. But just replying to buyers' messages quickly isn't enough. You've also got to deal promptly with returns and order cancellations. That's where Reply Manager comes in. Reply Manager is fully integrated into all eBay messaging, from both My Messages and the Resolution Center. With Reply Manager, you can sort cases into categories and respond immediately with standard replies. Then process each return, cancellation, and refund seamlessly. That's something you can't do anywhere else. Reply Manager can even handle partial refunds and multiple eBay accounts. It all adds up to a better buyer experience. And that's exactly what you want to deliver. Let Reply Manager help you give your buyers the customer service they deserve. Try Reply Manager risk-free for 14 days at ReplyManager.com. That's 14 days risk-free at ReplyManager.com.
For even more eBay Radio, join the eBay Radio Facebook group. There you'll find your fellow listeners asking questions, sharing advice, and hashing over all things eBay. Just go to facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio and click Join Group. We'll approve you right away and look forward to your participation. That's facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio, all one word.
So how's your business on eBay going?
Business is great. My listings and my sales are way up.
Yeah, you still have time to grab a cup of coffee with an old friend?
Yeah, and it's all because I decided to start buying in bulk.
What do you mean?
I'm talking bulk with a Q. B-U-L-Q. It's a new way to buy liquidation goods.
Oh, what kind of liquidation goods?
Bulk products come from major U.S. retailers. You know, excess inventory, returns, open box items, salvage, stuff like that.
Well, how do you know what you're going to get?
Bulk gives me a complete manifest of every item that's in each pallet, and they guarantee it's accurate. No surprises.
Isn't that kind of pricey? And what about shipping?
Pallets start as low as $200, so I started small, and they ship everything for one flat rate, straight to my house.
Wow, that's B-U-L-Q, right?
Right. Liquidation goods with guaranteed manifests and flat rate shipping. Just remember B-U-L-Q.com, the easy way to source. Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.